Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
University of Buffalo football program is headed back to the Bahamas. After punching their ticket for a bowl game earlier this season, UB Bulls are set to head to Nassau in the Bahamas to take part in the Bahamas Bowl. The Bulls will face Liberty University, the Conference USA, January 4th. That kicks off at 11 a.m. This marks the second time the program has been invited to the Bahamas. They did it back in, so it's pre-COVID, I think 2019, about 5 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They played the Bahamas Bowl. They beat UNC, defeating the 49ers 31-9 back in 2019. So back to the sweet heat of the Bahamas for UB Bulls.
That's exciting.
It's good. They get money for the program. That's what
they do. It's good for the program, and it's fun, and it's the
great
Bahamas.
Great for the players. They get a tan.
Well, exactly.
The players are like, we don't care.
Sustainable.
I don't know how much downtime there is to kind of mess around, but that's a sweet place to be.
Oh, they'll find downtime.
Big earthquake off the coast of California yesterday. It was Northern California that got hit with a 7.0 magnitude earthquake right off the coast. There were tsunami warnings. They went up and then were pulled down when they realized nothing was happening. More than 30 aftershocks have been reported. 7.0 is a lot to get. Even though it was out in the water, it wasn't too far off the coast, but that's a big one for the coast of California. No major injuries reported at this time. Thursday night football, Jared Goff and the Lions clinched a playoff spot. They beat the Packers 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game. Lead went back and forth maybe three, four times. And then it was the last-second field goal that got the win with the Lions over the Packers 34-31 last night. We got a game with the Lions coming up soon. And that's going to be a...
next weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. So, good game, good team, fun to watch last night. I think the NFL loves it when it's back and forth because nobody's going anywhere. Ariana Grande fighting back tears as she discussed the topic of body shaming. She was, I think this was a ET interview or chat she was doing. She said, it's a difficult conversation, even if you're not in the public eye. It's all about her appearance in the movie Wicked. It was Ariana Grande talking about the body shaming that she gets in her career.
She is just a little person. Like her body frame is small. She's always been thin. And, you know, every time we've seen her, she's just a small framed human being. Mm. And I don't think she has any issues. I just think, but I don't know why people have such a problem with it. It always amazes me, you know,
because people say stuff without thinking.
Oh, I know. And they just don't understand. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Everyone's got something to say, right?
Yeah.
So, she's trying to navigate her way through that. And she's right. Whether you're in front of the camera or not, it could happen anywhere. And it's not fun. That from Ariana Grande. Time right now is 6:26.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.